And brain stimulation is more than just a new way to treat mental disorders. As NPR's John Hamilton reports, it provides a way to actually probe tiny areas of the brain to find out what they do.
Pictures of the human brain can tell you a lot. But Alvaro Pascual Leone of Harvard Medical School says pictures alone aren't enough.
The only way we're able to really disentangle the functions of this very complicated organ is by tapping here or there and being able to find out not just what the consequences are, but perhaps even more intriguing, how the rest of the brain is coping with that disruption.
Transcranial magnetic stimulation gives researchers two different ways to tap on parts of the brain. One is by using an electromagnetic frequency that temporarily disables brain cells. Eric Wasserman runs a brain stimulation unit at the National Institutes of Health. He says researchers there suspected they had found an area of the brain that was essential to speech, but they didn't know for sure until they used stimulation on volunteers to disable that part of the brain.
Suddenly, speech would become garbled and stop. And when the stimulation was turned off, speech would resume suddenly. It's very dramatic. I've had it done to me, and it's a strange sensation.
Wasserman says that by using a different frequency, electromagnetic stimulation can also make brain cells work better.
It's a little analogous to the enhancing effects of certain drugs, like amphetamine or methylphenidate,
which are used to treat attention deficit disorder. But Wasserman says these drugs tend to affect the entire brain. Stimulation can be limited to precise areas, indicating which ones improve our ability to focus. One interesting experiment with brain stimulation involved blind people reading Braille. Pascual Leone says their brain scans show activity in places that usually process information from the eyes.
So the question was, is this activity in the visual areas really contributing to the ability of these subjects to read?
Brain scans couldn't answer that question. So Pascual Leone tried brain stimulation.
If you use magnetic stimulation to block the activity in the visual areas of the brain in these congenitally blind subjects, they make more errors when reading Braille by touch.
That meant the visual areas were important. To find out why, the team did another experiment. It involved waiting until just after a blind volunteer's finger touched a Braille symbol. Then Pascual Leone blocked activity in the brain's visual area.
The subject knows that they have touched the finger, but can't come up with the Braille symbol that was presented, suggesting that the activity in the visual cortex is contributing to the decoding of the Braille symbol.
Something a mere picture of the brain could never have shown. John Hamilton, NPR News.
In last week's Your Health, we put your questions on sleep to an expert, and you can find some answers at npr.org/yourhealth.
Thank you.